Welcome, everybody. Good to see you. You may have a seat.
Good morning. Today's announcements, if you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers to the church's email address, mournfulalliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and ARC Sunday School, age 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time. We also have a new schedule out if you'd like to sign up for that. Saturday, May 3rd, so that's this upcoming Saturday at 10 a.m., we'll be having our annual church cleanup. Please come out and help keep the building and the grounds in good shape. There's a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center if you're planning to come. Our next youth event will also be this next Saturday at 6 p.m. We'll be doing a photo scavenger hunt around town, and I believe they're meeting here at 6 p.m. to start that. Our Summer Jam Kids Camp is going to run from August 18 to 22nd. Registrations are now open. We're planning to have a ladies' spring tea Saturday, May 24th from 1 to 3 p.m., and there's also a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center for that. There's a new church phone directory that you should be able to find in your church mailboxes. Today, if you'd like prayer after the service, there'll be people to pray for you in that back corner. Also tonight, being the last Sunday of the month, we have a prayer time that starts at 7 p.m., and we'll have singing at that as well, and all that are welcome. That's all the announcements.
All right, if you'd like to stand, now's the time. I would encourage you all to try something new this morning. Be brave.
Great.
We just turn our eyes to you because you are the only answer for all our needs. You are good, you are awesome, you are great. Thank you for this morning and this place and this opportunity we have to celebrate together in your name, Jesus. Amen. Kids, you're now free to go to Sunday school, and the rest of you, go ahead and greet each other.
Thank you. Psalm 150 will guide our time of common prayer this morning. It's the concluding psalm of the entire book of the Psalms, and it is a call to praise. We are creatures, but we often forget that. Our determinative environment is to be a part of God's creation, something that God is constantly present to as he continuously creates, sustains, and restores. The posture of the psalm is open hands to receive from God as we offer praise, and open hands to return to God anything that he's gifted us as we offer praise. All of these things, the mundane, the banal, the exceptional, the grand, the joyous, the sorrowful, lengthy life, short life, it all belongs to God, and it is all a gift from God. So this morning we'll praise him for it. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the first verse, the psalmist directs us to adoration by demarcating the two contexts of praise. Praise in the holy and consecrated places, set apart for worship, and praise in the firmament, which is the sky, the universe, the whole of creation. Verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praise takes place throughout your creation. You have not abandoned us. You have not left us, or you have left us your Holy Spirit. Because of that, we worship in spirit and in truth. Thanks be to God who empowers us to fulfill our call to praise with his grace and mercy. The second verse reinforces the first and subtly calls us to confession. We are called to praise God because we are his creatures. Still, suppose the command to praise in the first verse was insufficient to move our hearts. In that case, the second verse forces us to contemplate God's mighty acts, namely salvation history and the restoration of his creation, which makes the praise of our God irresistible. Verse 2, praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness. Once we were not a people, but we are the people of God. Once we had not received mercy, but now we have received mercy. In Christ Jesus, we who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. In the quiet of your heart, confess to your good and loving God when you have forgotten his mighty deeds that brought you into new life. Verses 3-5 elaborate and expand the call of praise after we have recalled salvation history. In thanksgiving, by whatever means we have, we are called to praise Almighty God. Verse 3-5. Praise him with the trumpet sound. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. In verse 6, we reach a crescendo of praise. Everything with breath is called to praise God. It is the very breath of God that gives life and fills our lungs and sustains us. It is his spirit that holds together all of creation by the word of his power. The ultimate act of praise is to utilize his very breath that makes us alive to praise, to return his life-giving power in the act of praise. But we are also reminded how frail and short this life is. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we seek to praise you, offering what is yours back to you. Lord, we lift up Terry and John, Lou and Harold, Wilfred and Monique, Ernie and Darlene, the Cornell family, Walt and Cindy, Laura and Bruce, Vicky and Donald, Kelly and Jocelyn, Jerry and his family, Evelyn and Leona, Corrine and Isaac. We pray for your mercy, grace, and peace in the lives of the people that make up Mournville Alliance. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the mystery of Passover established a new covenant of reconciliation, grant that we who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may boldly show with our lives what we profess by our faith through Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As a community of Jesus followers, growing in the virtues of faith, hope, and love, let us pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all. We will now have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. Today's scripture reading from the Word of the Lord, Psalm 34, 1 to 18. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his godly people, for those who fear him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear the Lord. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil, and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed.